grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a friend and a fine guest. He is Matt McNeil. He's an AM 950 host from KTNF in Minneapolis. And Matt, soon to join the Devil Radio and the Shaw lineup right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Matt, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Nice to be back, my friend. Good to hear from you. Hey, I hear Ron Johnson's a jackass.
Well, beyond jackass, he might be a traitor, Matt. Oh, my goodness.
You know, how many swords are there going to have to be to keep Trump safe from this? My gosh, you're going through the Bowers testimony in Arizona, the Ron Johnson thing, the Georgia stuff. There is going to have to be 100 or so people who are going to have to take the fall so Trump can walk away from this. It's amazing how many people were involved with this. And there it is, your guy Ron Johnson going, I love paste, and trying to overthrow the government at the same time.
Well, as a clarifying point, he might serve in the U.S. Senate from the state of Wisconsin, but he's from Minnesota, man. We're giving him back. He's yours, Matt.
Trust me, we got enough of these clowns up here, and they're everywhere. How about the Michigan guys? Did you see that part of the story? They were trying to hide in the Capitol like it was, Home Alone 2, where they were hitting the toy store so that they could, because they had to legally vote in the Capitol to be actual legitimate electors. It's not just Wisconsin or Minnesota. It's everywhere. These guys, it's not a lot of them, but they're very local. They get a lot of coverage. And they're truly evil people, and it is pretty disturbing, that's for sure.
So, man, you looking forward to football season, man?
One of the truth is, I'm right now, baseball is my game. And yeah.
You a Twinkies fan then?
I worked at WGEZ in Beloit, Wisconsin. That had the A-ball team for the Brewers. And I became a happy little clam when the Brewers went to the National League, because now I got a National League team. I follow in the Brewers, and I follow the Twins in the American League. And I love them both. And I'm more focused on baseball right now, because I can talk baseball all day long. And the Brewers have been great, but just the injuries, they got to get better from the injuries. And the Twins, same thing. They had, four of their five starters out of the lineup. So that's kind of where I'm focused. I know you guys over there are, football heavy, but you got a good baseball team there, and I wouldn't be surprised if they make a run.
Well, I have no doubt, Matt. I leave most of the baseball to Fancy Brian. He knows I'm not as big a fan as I used to be.
I was going
to
say, enjoy Carlos Correa while you can, and enjoy Byron Buxton for the next couple seconds here.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Glass himself, as I like to refer to it, Buxton. My gosh, he's the only person I know that can pick up a piece of paper and fracture his arm in four places. That's the trouble with Buxton. Correa, I don't know. I mean, Correa, everywhere he goes gets booed. And, he might as well, if the Twins are in first place and they can actually make a run through the American League Central and maybe into the playoffs, I don't know why he wouldn't stay here, because, unless, I don't know where else they'd ship him to that he'd have a better window. Let's put it that way.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, devolving into Sports Talk Live just for a moment.
I know.
I got Matt McNeil, and I got Fancy Brian Kelly. And we can take you on the phones as well, but the big announcement we're making before you sneak off for a little well-needed vacation is you're going to be the new 3 o'clock slot, not just at AM 950 in Minneapolis, but also down here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Matt, we're excited to have you be a part of our little network.
I'm very happy. I'm very honored that you guys, realize that this is something that will work. I'm looking so forward to it. The best way to describe my show is a howler monkey exhibit without the dignity. And I think I'll bring pride and excitement to everywhere we go here. I have a tendency of, I have a tendency of not taking crud from people like Ron Johnson and Voss and all these guys. And I don't have any problem calling them clowns. I've made a lot of friends on the Republican side up here in Minnesota, and I'm looking forward to doing that throughout the rest of the upper Midwest for sure.
Well, Matt, I used to think I had a few friends on the Republican side. I just didn't know they were, traitors against democracy and the Constitution, a few other things. Matt, 3 o'clock, you will play out longer than the 3 o'clock hour in Minneapolis. So for the home folks listeners, clarify for them when you're going to play at AM 950.
Well, I'll be on AM 950 from 3 until 5 locally. The first hour, we're going to be talking about regional, national politics and stuff like that, as well as others. I talk about a lot of things that are not political. I mean, we're in one of my favorite times of the year is the summer festival season. So all these towns have little festivals. I love hearing about that and going out there and enjoying those. We'll probably talk a little bit about that. Other things, you know, as we mentioned, baseball. I can talk about baseball all day long and stuff like that. But as well, we'll be talking about that more, kind of the Wisconsin, Minnesota, as well as national stuff. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we go back and more focus on Minneapolis, St. Paul. We'll be focusing on the races here. I mean, we've got some doozies. We could possibly up here have the worst Secretary of State candidate in the history of politics. A woman named Kim Crockett's running for the Republican Party. She aired an anti-Semitic video, which got applauded at the Minnesota GOP convention. She just put out one video where she basically didn't seem to understand how you even vote in Minnesota. And then on top of that, she actually put out a press release where she put the wrong day for the primary. This is the woman that wants to run the elections in Minnesota. It is amazing. So I have no problem in my 4 o'clock hour cultivating the fine, fine aroma that comes and emanates from the Minnesota Republican Party and making sure I get a slash on that. But I'm looking forward as well to the 3 o'clock hour going out in the Waukesha area, Madison. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I encourage people to give us a call when we start this. It's going to be on July 5th, right after the 4th of July, July 5th. Brand new lineup. I'll be on there 3 o'clock hour throughout the network, and then through the 4 o'clock hour into the five o'clock here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And then you guys are going to be taking over in Minneapolis, St. Paul at 5, right?
Dom and Crute, the Devil's Advocates, the way it should be with both hosts. So yeah, we're going to have just the happiest of the happy hours. Matt McNeil, can't wait to have you on board here at Devil Radio and the Shaw, and maybe big news sometime in the future, man. But welcome aboard, Matt.
My absolute pleasure, and thank you very much once again. I really am looking forward to July 5th.
Now go on vacation, my friend. Enjoy it.
Adios.
The rest of you, come back. More Devil's Advocates on the J6 Live Recap Show.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.